to note that the Tosfos Rid has a view here that, that also extends Abaya's Shita. As we said, Abaya is the Misasek, where there exists the greatest discrepancy between his intended action and his action, to the extent, as we noted, that Nirin Nagash and Rambam and possibly others really see Abaya as it's not only Niskabe Lasos A Basof Asa B, but Lo Niskabe Lasos Shum Davar, or the legal equivalent of that, Ba'asa. Okay, so just interesting to note, just along these lines, that the Tosfos Rid says that when Abaya, when the Gemara says on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph that it's Roku below, so the most Rosh Hashanah understand what that means is that he thinks that it's Roke, and therefore he's going to swallow it the way one would swallow Roke. And it turns out it's food. And there's a difference between small swallowing Roke and swallowing Okal. The same way that there's a difference between Lahagbiya, as a Talush, and even Lachtoch, never mind. Lachtoch as a Talush, never mind Lachtoch as a Mechumar. But again, if we were to take it further along the lines of the Rimagash and possibly the Rambam, and say that for Abaya, it's not even a discrepancy between action A and action B. It's almost action A is the discrepancy is so great it's almost like there is no action. So how would we interpret that case? So basically, that's the Tosfos Rid. Tosfos Rid says Roke below doesn't mean that he thinks he's swallowing Roke and it ends up that he's swallowing food. It means that he's just whatever one does, he's just going about life, innocently, swallowing now and then, for the sake of breathing or whatever other physiological excuse there is for swallowing. And lo and behold, instead of the usual roke, which is part of the human function, without intention, turns out that he swallows a bagel. Or a donut, or whatever, or cookies. So that's the pshat in Roke Ublav. So that is very, very matim to Shita Sergi Vigash, and to the language of the Rambam. Kimisachek. He's not doing anything, basically. He's just breathing, which includes a little bit of swallowing. And it turns out that he ends up eating. That's different than saying he wanted to eat roke, and he ended up eating okal. A different process, quite different, but A, there's an A and a B. There's no A, there's no B, according to Abai. That's very important. The last thing we looked at was mitzvos. Basically, we tried to explain was, number one, there are different types of mitzasek that we've seen throughout. There's Abai, there's Rava, there's Rashi, there's Tosas, there are chilukim of the Rambam, and so on and so forth. But in addition to that, what we're suggesting is that, according to the Ra'ah at least, there can also be a misasek, which is based not on the objective physical discrepancy, but based purely on an awareness and knowledge, too. And that surely is also significant. Because according to the Ra'ah, not knowing that today is Pesach, that's... that's a certain misasek, which will apply even to matzah, or even to chametz. So again, there it's not, the focus isn't doing A or not doing anything and ending up doing something. It's not understanding at all the significance of what one is doing. In a way, legally, it ends up being trying to do nothing and ending up doing something, right? Because, of course, this depends on, again, the question of Isura Bala, Hetera Bala. What does he think when he's eating chametz or he's eating matzah? From his point of view, it's not Pesach. That's part of the question, I guess. But the point is that it's an intellectual, and that's roke. And it turns out to be a donut, as we said before, you know, even according to the Tosas Rid, so basically there's a physical error. Here, it begins with a halachic intellectual error, albeit one which legally, meaning al-fidin, you know, for the isha halacha, basically is a could be, depending on how you understand it, the difference between swallowing or eating, you know, and eating chametz, and eating and doing a ma'isa there. But that's a big chiddush. It's a double chiddush in the Ra. Number one, the question that Tzvi raised yesterday, we didn't have a chance to look at yet, which is, are we assuming that, you know, it's midin, shekei nana, and yet we say misasek, in a case of lo yada, shayom, pesach. Let's assume for a moment that the answer is yes. Although I'm not sure. I think it's a good point. In the context of the Ran, it seems that way. But as you correctly point out, the Ran is quoting the Ra'ah, and therefore the Ra'ah might really not have said it in the context of the Ran. It's an interesting question. Okay. But, yeah.
According to the Ra'ah's understanding, the Beis Yosef quotes the Ben Yerochim, who says that a case of Kafu Parsim is where he thinks he's eating chametz. So
Kafu Parsim. See, that explains why he's not happy. Ephraim wanted to give him a medal, said the Parsi were doing a good thing. I'm taking out of context. Making him do a mitzvah. See, he thinks it's chametz. Okay. Yeah,
so,
go ahead.
Of course, that Rav Beni Yerucham. Would the Ra'ah say there as well? That you're that's
if Kafal Parsons, he thinks he's eating chametz.
Is it just, is the intellectual mistake, is that just with respect to whether you think it's Pesach or not, or even the Chefza, which you're eating? In other words,
if you think it's chametz and not matzah.
Right.
I'm not sure. Interesting. That's an interesting case. That's what Ben Yerucham says. And what's he trying to explain with that?
That's just the way.
Remember that.
Your Yotze. Even though.
Alpha became your Yotze. Does that necessarily get. Well, I mean, again, not knowing that it's Pesach, I guess, is still a bigger discrepancy, in a way. You're saying not in all ways.
I don't know. Whether the Ra'ah would say that's also enough of an intellectual error to create.
Right. The opposite of what you're doing. I'm not sure. I can see him say drawing the line at having an awareness that it's Pesach at all. But I think it's an interesting case. I wasn't aware of it. Either way, it's an interesting one. Yeah.
Related to the question, Ra'ah says you have to know it's a Masa and not Pesach.
Sorry?
He says, you said you have to know it's Pesach and you can't think it's not Pesach.
And you have to know it's Masa.
No, it's Masa and not Pesach.
So, what do you think? It's matzah, not chametz. Well, the reason matzah and chametz is a tricky thing, as we've discussed before Pesach some years, and as Yonah reminded me the other day, because the whole relationship between matzah and chametz is tricky. Matzah and chametz are opposites, but they're not completely opposites, right? It's only something that can become chametz can be matzah. It's the rejection of one and the other. So the contrast, in a way, is greater. You know, again, if I think that it's basar and it's really chamesh saminim, so that's a greater discrepancy in one sense than matzah and chametz. You know, it's chamesh saminim prepared one way and chamesh saminim prepared another way. In terms of the relationship between chametz and matzah, on the other hand, he thinks he's doing an isur, and then he's doing a mitzvah. They're opposites. I don't know. I don't know where you draw the line. We can understand the issues in light of some of the other chilukim that we've seen. So I think it's a very interesting question. Okay, so Rabbi Yerucham should definitely be added to the list. Yeah.
Would there be machalik between the case of forgetting that it's Pesach and the case of where he doesn't know it's Rosh Hashanah Abin or Rosh Hashanah Yabin that is going into?
Possibly. Again, in one, I think the point is that you've lost the framework, and in the other case, you have lost only the ma'isa veira, the detail. Not knowing it's Pesach means that the whole question of chametz and matzah is irrelevant, doesn't exist. And thinking that a rishus ayakin is a rishus aram, rishus aram, rishus ayakin, again, it also, especially if it's a halachic error, is still a mistake within the framework of Shemira Shabbos.
Isn't that a difference does that difference relate to the level in which the forgetting relates to the maisa that he's doing, or both of them, the forgetting doesn't relate to the maisa, it just relates to the significance?
I think the distinction is on the significance of the maisa. In both cases, of course, I mean, he might think he's doing something, he thinks he's doing something mutter or meaningless. You know, in both cases, they're equal in that respect. I'm just saying, to not know that it's Pesach means to, from your point of view, to have chametz and matzah being meaningless. To not know that something is rishus harabim is not to make the concept of hotzah meaningless to you. It just means that this particular application, from your point of view, isn't problematic. In both cases, the awareness or lack of awareness is important for chiyuv and p'tur. But in one case, let's say you've lost the whole frame of reference, and in the other case, you've made a mistake that leads you to an aveira. I would say they're quite different. But as for the difference between chametz and matzah, I think that's trickier, I say, because it's not just a question of, you know you had a lapse, you forgot, you're unaware. You know, it's kula, it's chumra again in this case, because, as I say, these are different forms of chamesh saminim, and the whole point is to know the difference. It's to differentiate them from a certain perspective. That might be the reason why kol dor shedim bali de chimotz eni yotze b'hem yidei chovas matzah. Right? So in that sense, but on the other hand, their whole point is that they're opposites, to be able to make the statement. I think that's an interesting. I don't remember that. I'm sure I've seen it sometime. There may be also quotes or something. Maybe we'll
Tuf Ayin Heh.
In
Tuf Ayin Heh.
Tuf Ayin Heh. That's Pesach context. Yeah. Okay. Either way, these are issues to look at. But as we say, it turns out that Misasek, the conditions, of course, will dictate even something like the recognition of the Yom according to the Ra'ah. Again. I think many Rishonim disagree with Dora. That I do remember that the poskim on the tour and the Shulchan Aruch discuss that not everybody is going to agree with the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah is Chiddush, and the poskim say explicitly that the Rishonim are going to disagree with the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah is a double Chiddush, really, as we just discussed. A possibly double Chiddush. A the notwithstanding Shekein Nana element of it, and B that. That is a greater misasek, the lack of awareness. Okay. The other element, of course, is that we should distinguish between different types of meisim, halachic meisim. And that, of course, is the distinction that we made between zichron trua, or mitzvos shebedibur, or mitzvos shebelev, wherever you want to draw the line. But the point is that in asking the question whether misasek is patur or not, if you want to say, well, it's, for certain kind of actions, misasek is patur, and for others, they're not. The more objective, formal they are, the more practical, I should say, and objective they are, the easier it is to say that misasek has no impact. Misasek is how you relate to it, but the more they're oriented towards having produced a certain consequence, for example, the more you're going to say the misasek is irrelevant. And even if not consequence, but the objective performance. The more that objective performance is halachically defined, and itself, where the component of how you relate to it is a critical element, the more you're going to say that it's vulnerable to misasek. And when you get to the role of machshava, then clearly misasek becomes more and more prominent. So the idea that, in addition to there being different types of discrepancies, some of which will say misasek and some of which will not, that there can be different types of meisim, some of which are vulnerable to misasek and some of which are likely not, that emerges from the analysis as well. Right, just one other point with regard to the Rambam. Is it a coincidence that Rashi, again, makes the distinction between Kafal Parsiyam and Shofar in terms of Shekeinene, and invoking Misasek B'Chalav Marayos, and the Rambam probably does not? Well, that works out very well with the fact that, as we've noted, the Rambam seems to mute Shekeinene considerably. He omits it in Perishim Shais, he omits it in Nochashkagos, he omits it in Nochashisurei Biyah, He does have it in Nuchas Machalas Asuras, but we've suggested another explanation for that. Maybe one which isn't perfect, but which may, given the cumulative evidence, be better than a perfect explanation for that one Rambam that doesn't fit the cumulative evidence. Something has to give. There's a price to be paid for whichever position you take in the Rambam here. There's no perfect position to take in the Rambam. So given that that is so, this is just another element that reinforces that impression, that the Rambam downplays Shekeinen. Having said that, let's move on to the next point, and that is the factor of Shekeinen itself. So maybe the Rambam doesn't believe in it. Certainly some other Rishonim might not believe in it, and they take it to mean just a contrast to Malachas Machshavas, as strange as that is. Some views of the Be'iri, and some other Rishonim. I say the other Rambam is the Rambam Nuchas Sereidia. I think I brought it. You have it, Yona? Anybody have Yisrael B.A. here? Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Beis? It's just interesting to note that the Rambam there does not mention Shekeinen, but more than that, the Rambam seems to acknowledge that the case of Bia, you're chayev from the Sasek, even though there is no Kabbalah. That in contrast to Machalos Asuras Yud Aleph Yud Beis, where not only does he quote Shekeinen, but he uses Shekeinen to explain, Yoni? Ki'ilu miskaben. And here he emphasizes, not only does he not mention Shekeinena, but he meant to emphasize that it really is. It's not Ke'ilu Miskavein, but it's B'li Kavana V'yafa B'chein. So you go ahead. A Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Beis, I think. Yisrael B'ya.
Aval Eva Min Ha'arayos, Kinis Asi, Afa Pish In Kavana Solachach Kaya.
Afa Pish In Kavana Solachach. Yeah. Vachim
B'chai B'lavin V'shneos.
Okay, so basically the Rambam has a halacha that Misatzik Barayos is Chayiv, but it does not say Shekeinen, and he does not say Eino Miskavin Ki'ilu Miskavin or anything like that. That in contrast, look at the other one again, Yudal Yud Beis, where not only does he mention Shekeinen, and Shekeinen is Ki'ilu Miskavin. Go ahead. Yeah. So again, it's hard to know what he means by that. When he says ki'ilu miskavin atzma shel achila, is he saying, because it starts off saying alpha pishenu miskavin. So does he mean alpha pishenu miskavin is miskavin, and therefore it's a dabra miskavin because of the shekeinena? Or is the Rambam saying, alpha pishenu miskavin, and it's nishar enu miskavin, shekeinena is enough? Shekeinena works as a kavana would work in something else, like Shekeinena works even B'li kavana. Not that the Shekeinena transforms Misasek into this. Either way, there seems to be a discrepancy in the way that the Rambam treats Yisrael B'ya and Machalos Asuras. A bigger discrepancy or a littler discrepancy, depending on the two possibilities that I just mentioned. In the Gemara, they go together. The Rambam seems to separate his treatment of them. Now, why that is unclear. So, again, the other day I suggested, if we want to go along the Simchas Pshat, that maybe it's all connected with the question, the role of Hana in Machalos Asuros generally. And particularly according to the Rambam Shita, the Nekuna Nifla, the Sefer Mitzvos, the lack of Malkus, the Kederech, Hana also that is necessary even in Achila, right? All of those things put together. It's four unique shitas of the Rambam. Never mind the regular Gemara and Pesachim and so on. So they put all that together, so maybe the Rambam here is trying to tell us, that there's a connection between these things. So that would explain, why Shekeinena is mentioned and mentioned the way that it is in Machalos Asuros more than in Yisurei Bia. But it's possible to suggest other things as well. If we simply say that the role of Hana in Yisrael B'ya is different than Machalos Asuros, more or less, either way could explain the discrepancy in the Rambam. But either way, there seems to be a discrepancy in the Rambam. In other words, you might say that maybe Yisrael B'ya the role of Hana is actually greater. So not what I was saying the other day, which is you need the Shekinena to explain that it isn't, you know, a Shaloka Derech problem. Machal Sasuris is more vulnerable, let's say, because of its Hana connection. No, it's enough Hana. It's enough Hana, it's enough Kederach. The Hana and the Kederach aren't compromised, and therefore it's Misasek Bekol HaTarakut. That's the first Pshat. And then what about Yisurei Biya? No, Yisurei Biya is Misasek Bekol HaTarakut, period. There's no need to say Shekeinen, because Shekeinen isn't the Mechayev according to the Rambam. Shekeinen is just Rambam's way of explaining that there's nothing untoward here. And therefore you treat it as Kol HaTarakut, and it's not Malach Mashabes, it's not Shabbos, so everything else is fine and good and well. But what I'm suggesting now is that maybe there's another possibility, and that is that you need to emphasize the Shekeinen and Machalos Asuros because, let's say, in Yisurei Biya, you know, maybe it's more obvious. Maybe the Shekeinen of Machalos Asuros is to create a Ki'ilu Niskabe. And maybe the Shekeinen of Yisurei Biya is Alfa Bishayinu Niskabe. The next Shav Keinu Niskabe. It doesn't matter, because the nature of Yisurei Biya is precisely a Isur Shel Hana. So therefore, it's not Shekeinena as a way of compensating for a lack of Kavana. It's telling us that, you know, when it comes to Yisurei Biya, it's a whole different Mechayev. The whole concept of Misasek doesn't matter. Meaning, what I'm suggesting is that when it comes to Yisurei Biya, the result and the experience, the feelings, are more important than the action. Yeah?
Could this also be helped by the fact that
yeah, absolutely. What I'm suggesting at the moment is that there are different types of Hana, absolutely, and therefore the role that they play in terms of the Isur are different as well. The Mechayiv, or the definition of Isur Biya, may be linked to Hana. Whereas in Achila, it's just a Tnai in the Chiyuv. But Achila's Achila. Okay. Now, if you wanted to say the opposite, you could say that perhaps too. You could say, all I really need to prove in the Rambam to make the Rambam work well is that the role of Hana is different in Achila than it is in Yisurei Biya. Okay. If you want to say that it's more, or you want to say that it's less, I think you can argue that point. At the moment, I'm arguing that, again, from the Shekeinene, the Rambam's put in the flaw and so on, all of that. That's a special halakha nachi. Okay. As far as Yisurei Biya, so what? Yisurei Biya is more, it's intrinsic Naveira Shalana, or it's just the Maisa Veira. Either way, it's subjective. Like that you could argue either way. But your point, which is, it's a different kind of Hana.
It may not
be
very pleasurable at all, you think, halakha.
Sorry?
It may not be very pleasurable at all, you think, halakha.
Well, chelav is a proxy. You know, I don't think chelav is so bad. I mean, they're always mixing it up with Schumann, so it's probably pretty good, right? What I told you, Ephraim thinks it's the guy should get a yashikah. So I said he wants to wait for his children to be around the table and for Hallel and for other things, but I don't think that Ephraim is advocating it that, you know, that people should be doing this. Other people, you're not going that far, are you?
No.
Unless he weren't saying to eat it at all.
Unless he wasn't planning to do it, but then it would be the Gemara Ksuvos HaPeches, right? That, you know, Kofanos Hacha Teitzin Hacha. So then you really would give me Yashkar. Okay. Anyways. But I agree with you. I don't think it's a question of, you know, more or less pleasurable. It's a different kind of pleasure. Yeah. It's a different kind of anasa. Anyways, the main point is, when we look at Shekeinene, there are several models that we could take. So basically, there is a group of Rishonim for whom we could say Shekeinene doesn't mean anything at all. It's a misnomer. It's just a way of establishing that, you know, there's it. Not only is it not Malachas Machsheves, but Malachas Machsheves type problems do not plague Chalav and Varayos. But it's not Shekeinene. There's no role of Shekeinene. Shekeinene is obviating something else. That's, I think, a sizable group of Rishonim. Again, the Rishonim emphasize Lechem Hashavas, maybe the Rambam as well, as we discussed, and so on. Then, again, if Shekhinah is not mentioned in a context, we're not going to have any trouble with that. It's obvious. You don't need Shekhinah, and Shekhinah is just neutralizing something else. If there's nothing to neutralize, then it's Kayev because Masasik is only Pater and Avos Shabbos. That's the end of the story. That's one possibility. Or Shekhinah is a factor. If Shekhinah is a factor, I think it can work three ways. I just want to spend a little bit of time discussing that, and then we'll spend a decent time. One is... Oh, I'm sorry, you had a question?
It's the approach that in Arayos, I know as more central to the Mechayit,
right.
Well, with Rambam, that one is higher than the Prisha, in addition to the
Gemara, based on the Gemara.
Based on the Gemara, but yeah. The Rambam emphasizes that the Prisha is Hanayah or Kedidasa.
Yeah.
But the Rambam, the reason that Prisha is not that, the Kedush is that Prisha is called.
Is a Maisa, is a Maisa Bia.
Right.
Or it becomes a Maisa Bia only because of the
Hanav. Either way, with the Hanav, it's clearly some sort of central law.
Right. Well, let's talk about that just for a minute. So I think I gave it a look at Shmuel's Hidayah, right? Absolutely. I agree with what Svi said. Again, we have many makaros for this. I don't want to go into all of them, but the Gemara Shmuel's Hidayah Zion with Beis, which Svi is referring to, says that, when he was Baal, Al-Isha, and he finds out that she's Asuralo, in the case of Nida in particular, so he has to wait till the Eber is an Eber on base before he withdraws because of the factor of Hanav. That's the Gemara here. He was shamishim atahora v'amrlo nitnesi upirish miyad chayit nitnesi tziyaso hanolo kibiyaso. So it's being saying, and we pass it this way. So what? Where's the ma'isa avera? So apparently, what we're saying is that Hanas via Ninida is Asura. Or we're saying that the Hanav defines the Maisa Bia. Either way, the point is it plays a very central role. Another question with Chayv Shtayim, Abayas is Chayv Shtayim, Kachama Rava, and so on. Chada Knisa, Chada Prisha. Okay. This is one issue. Then we have the Gemara in, I think I told you to look at the Gemara in Bava Kama. Right? What does the Gemara say in Bava Kama? Kiva?
Lambez?
Yeah.
Case of Mazikas Yishta with Tashma Shamita. So the Gemara is talking about, Gemara tries to compare it to the case of walking in the woods. The Gemara says, no, because they're both doing a ma'isa, but here by Tashmish, so only he's doing a ma'isa.
Hacha iu ka'avin ma'isa, right? Vehi lo.
So
the Gemara says, Vaksei v'nichesu anapasha sa'osas mikerav amam. So the Gemara says, Hano l'travayu islahu, ihu ma'isa hu d'ka'avin. Very important Gemara. So what do you make of it?
Sounds like Hano and ma'isa are mutually exclusive.
It could be, or... At least, one way to look at the Gemara is saying, in terms of Mazik, in terms of a more objective definition of Maisa, it's only him. Right. As far as Hilchos Yisurei Bia is concerned, they're both involved in Maisa because of him. That's one possibility. Or, really, what we're saying is that from a Maisa point of view, it really is only him. But the Mechayiv of Yisurei Bia isn't the Maisa Bia. Had it been that, then it would be only the man. But it really is Hanas Biyasa, or Hanas Biyasa. And therefore, Iyu is the only one who does the Maisa, but the explanation of the Nichsor and the Pashas, also the Kerav Amam, is Hanah the Travayu. Right. This is an important issue. Then it comes up again, if you look at the Tosis here, so the Tosis of Miu, the Inin Chatas, the Linin Malkus, Chayeves, the Rachmana Achshavei Lahanah Maisa. The Tosfos is taking the first perspective. L'inya and Mazik, we make the distinction. L'inya and Yisurei Bia, the Hanah actually defines the Maisa. I say you could interpret the other way, that even in Yisurei Bia there's a Maisa, and then there's Hanah B'li Maisa, but the Hanah B'li Maisa is Mechayim as well. I'm not sure which is a bigger Chiddush, right? And they're both Chiddushim in a different sense. Hanah's role is even more central if it can redefine and create a Maisa, especially if you have a discrepancy between a Maisa and Hilchos in Hilchos Mazik and a Maisa and Hilchos Yisurei Bia, well, that's amazing. You see the centrality of of Hanok. Or the other perspective is, no, even without a Baisa Yachayim, that really shows that the focus is on the result, even not even on the action. Sorry?
Because there are also the concept of Karka Olam.
Yeah, so the Tosis in Yuma, a few other places also, exactly. How so?
Because, I mean, it seems as if she's getting Hanok. But yet we say that since she's karkolam, so she's not chayav near Argo Yavor, because she wasn't doing a maisa. So,
yeah. What about that case? So that's the Tosfos in Yuma, daf pei. Here's a big long Tosfos. Parallels in other places also. The initial portion of the Hachilo Parakasam by Esther Gilia Raya Saga. What if the case of Esther? Mishungalom is Hani Liavera. Shehitu Bozama. Kinemishani Gabi Yael. Ki Parish Bahakam is Hani Liavera. Maparish Kach. The Gemara Tosa is suggesting that Esther wasn't involved. That's the famous Gemara again in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says, well, Esther, Parhesia Hava, she should have been obligated to Yahari by Yavar. So all the Rishonim asked, would you Parhesia Hava? When it asked, well, Esther Gilia Royal Savir? So the Balamor's answer, which we discussed about a week ago, was Hanos Atzma. Right? If even Gilia Royal says Mutter Hanos, the other way, Mutter Hanos Atzma. The other Rishonim give different answers. The Tosfos generally says, well, she's Karka Olam. So even though the Gemara gives the answer, Karka Olam, and they say, well, perhaps you have a, but it's more obvious to the Gemara that she'd be Patur from a Gili, because of Karka Olam from a Gili Arayah standpoint, than it was that it would be Patur from a Kiddush V'Chil Hashem standpoint. And that's Tosfos' thought answer. But here, suggesting a different point, that is that from the Gilead Royce, she's not Nehemiah. Since she's not Nehemiah, therefore there's no Gilead Royce. The kid in the Misani, Hayalol Lehari, Mishun Gilead Royce. That's in the case of Yael. Vishani Tavasim Shom Rishayim, Ra Eitzel Tzadike. Loni here, Chad Inyan, Velo Mechayed, Lelim Sanasha, Lo Mahani Hayd, Lo Misani. These are 2 days of thousands. Right, when it comes to the Siris Nefesh, does the fact that she's not Nana matter or not? The Balav Hanami Nami, Balav Hanami, Ika Iser Erba. Apagad, the Rinda Perka Meniach, the Nichols of the Pashas Aosas, the Gemara we just quoted. Hana, the Chabai, Yisuhu. We come up from below Hana, Nami Mechaiba, Kigon Shaloka Darka. Apagad, the Mikri Inui, the Odi Yesha Shaloka Niksas. Vodim the Skavdil Hatzal Atzma of Me'akasim B'Shapachal. The Tosfos has different deos here. Whether or not in Yisra Diya B'li Hana there really would be a Chiyav or not. So there's a question whether Hana is a Mechayiv in its own right, whether it transforms into Maisa Yisra Diya. That's one issue. And then there's another question in the other direction. Can you have Yisra Diya B'li Hana in terms of Chiyav Yahar B'Yavar and so on? So Tosfos here also raises the question of via Shalokadarka. So I think Rabbi Knager here, if I remember correctly, Rabbi Knager here points out, Ayin Kedusha Daf Chav Desim and Desim and Tosef Shom. So the Sanhedrin Daf Nukes, Rashi, there's a whole discussion in the Rishonim, as I read certain Gemaras, whether or not via Shalokadarka is considered to be Hana or not. In most, almost all situations, via Shalokadarka, Shema Bia. What's the exception? What's the exception, Yoda? Yeah. Where's Bia Shalokadarka not Bia? What? Shivcharufa. Because they need Zera. Right. Also, Hara is not considered Bia in the context of Shivcharufa also. But generally speaking, Bia Shalokadarka Shema Bia. But when it comes to Kiddushin, Kiddushay Bia, when it comes to Isurin. Right? Some question in terms of Shem Basula, Shem Ba'ula. Again, a couple of years ago we learned Ksuvas, we discussed that prophet, the shame basula ba'ula, does it depend on having been involved in a ma'isabiyya, even though there's no physical hasaras ha-basulin? Then fascinating issues. Anyways, the point is that biya shalok kadarka, all things being equal, is considered ma'isabiyya. So if biya shalok kadarka is considered to be b'li hana, so that's crucial. That shows that you can have isurei biya, b'li hana. If you conclude that there is some biya, that there is some hana, right? So then, then fine, we still have every case of isurei biya is still a case of hana. So these are all part of the issue. These are part of the issue. What may emerge is that in isurei biya, the role of hana is less, that you can have isurei, you can have a maisa there, b'li hana, it's one perspective. Or on the contrary, even without a maisa vera, if you take the one reading in the Gemara Bava Kama, hanas bia is asura in its own right. If in hukos mazik, no, but in hukos isurei bia, yes. You have two extremes on the role of hana and isurei bia. That would help us very well, again, in this discrepancy between machos asuras and isurei bia in the Rambam, because all I need is a discrepancy. In this case, I could explain it probably equally well, depending on how I want to handle the rest of the cumulative evidence in the Rambam, in either direction. But at least I can explain that the Rambam's not being haphazard, where he mentions Shekei Nena, or where he mentions that the Shekei Nena is Bitaris Machshava, and so on. So the point is that there's evidence in Machalas Asuras, there's evidence in Isurei Bia of an expanded role of Hana. All the evidence I brought from the Rambam, beginning with the Gemara in Psachim, Acha Pirat Chal Kasuv, that Hana is part of every Chila and so on. All that comes into the mix, and then Isurei Bia has its own. So basically, when we say Shekei Nena, so one approach is there's no such thing, other than to obviate other obstacles or and so on. Good. The second shot is Shekei Nena means that the Mechayiv is one of Hana. Now, is that true in Macholos Asuras and Isurei Bia and Chalav Marayos? The answer is there's evidence, strong evidence, that it might be. Or that maybe one could be Mechalek in either direction between Macholos Asuras and Isurei Bia on this question. But if I take this approach, basically then what I'm saying is, Misaseik is the Hafkos Ma'isadeira. It could even be a Hafkos Ma'isadeira. I just don't care where I'm not interested in the Ma'isadeira, but where I'm interested in the result of the Aveira, in Hanoas Aveira. If the Mechayiv of Isurei Bia and or Macholos Asuros isn't the Ma'isa, but the Hana itself, so is he Nen or is he not Nen? It's ill-gotten Hana, whether he intended it or not. And this is what many of the Achronim suggest to explain Shekeinah. That's the opposite. In other words, we go minakatzeh lakatzeh. One perspective of Shekeinah doesn't mean anything. It's just the contrast to Malachas Machsheves. And now what we're saying is Shekeinah means everything. A Mechayev of Hana justifies Saseh. But then from one point of view, what I might say is something else. It's another problem to contend with. Namely, Rashi and Shavuos. What's the problem with Rashi and Shavuos? Alicha? Tosis in Shavuos asks, and Rambam in Shavuos asks, that's Rashi. Something which you might have ignored in the Sugya, but might as well if we can explain it. What does Rashi do in Shavuos? Nothing so dramatic. I don't want to build it up more than it is. How do you feel? Eta? Ellie?
Of course, that's the case of Shavuos asks.
Yeah, but not necessarily Ptur Misase. The Gemara says Prakim Misase, right? Which sounds really like Ptur Misase. And then Rashi says, what is Misase? Right? And he gives a couple examples. So one of the examples that he gives is Arayas, right? So Tosis, Alatar, and Shavuos, and Ramban say, how come Rashi is quoting Chalav Marayas? Chalav Marayas isn't Misaseh. that raises an interesting question. Namely, when we say shakenana, and it is a factor, so that means that it's not misasek? Or it means that afapishahu misasek, you're chayiv anyway. But if it means shakenana, and therefore you're not misasek, so then I think the Rishonim were right to criticize Rashi. So you want to explain what misasek is, you can't quote Chalom Marayos. But if Chalom Marayos is chayev afapishahu misasek, so I don't know if it's the best example you could give. It is a little misleading, but it's not wrong. Maybe what is misasek? These are cases of misasek. They're not cases, I guess, of the prat with misasek. So you have to say the Dibur HaMaskel, I guess, of the Rashi, isn't on prat with misasek, but it's on with misasek. Okay. Yeah.
I think he's saying that there's a
puzzle.
I mean, afterwards he says,
the Ezen Uchai, when he talks about his time, laughing at
the
Shabbat Talmud. Well, I mean, you know he doesn't
think
in the pot. I mean, I'm sorry, read the line? Is there even the whole thing, or just the line? Read the line, you're fine.
He's after
Kosovo's
case, he says,
the Ezen
Uchai, this time,
laughing at
the Shabbat Talmud.
Okay, no, that's the contrast in the cases. I mean, see, so basically what it means is, I mean, Rashi's not going against the Gemara. That's silly. I don't mean, right. I mean, it's ridiculous to say Rashi. Rashi doesn't know the halakha of Chalom Marayos Shekeinana, and Rosh Hashanah, on the contrary, he projects it. Right. All I'm saying is, if Rashi felt that that it wasn't misasek, then it would be a bigger problem. But he's trying to give an example of misasek. No. There's another reason why you're chayav here, even though it's misasek, and then he's going on to explain that, you know, that on the other hand, if it isn't misasek, then you're chayav even without that. I'm saying, I don't know if it removes the question entirely, it definitely helps. It might not work in well, however, with Rashi in Sanhedrin, okay, which is the other perspective. What we said till now is that the other extreme of saying Shekeinana is not a factor at all is to say Shekeinana is a Mechayiv. It is Nesasek, but we don't care. Because when the Mechayiv is Hana, that's all we care about. Correct? So then it helps for Rashi. Now, but if you say this, then you have, just like I'm suggesting in the Rambam, that his Surah Idiyah may be different than Machalas Asuros in either direction, and there's good reason to consider that. So too, we have to figure out what about other Shekeinanas. So for example, Kalai. Right? This is a factor of a requirement of Hana and Kalai to be awesome. Mochre Ksus Kedarkam Arbavadsha Loyehendah. So we have to ask ourselves the question whether Hanan Kilayim is a precondition or Hanan Kilayim is like Yisurei Bia, possibly like Machalas Asuros, possibly part of the Mechayiv itself, not just an additional requirement. So on Kilayim, of course, there's discussion in both senses. Number one is a general discussion whether or not Hana is critical to the definition of Levisha's Kalayim. The truth is that it's a little tricky. I mean, you might say that there's Levisha's Kalayim and the Hana is a Tanai in the Chiyu. You might say that without Hana, it's not considered Levisha's Kalayim. It parallels what we just said. Or you might say that the Isra of Levisha's Kalayim is being Nenem in Akilayim. These are three different formulations. Just like we have in Machalas Asuros and Isra Rabia. So the Ramban, for example, in Ksuvis and other places, right, talking about Damshen Biskavin in Psikresha, the Ramban often has a line which he says that Belihana, it's not considered Levisha's Kalayim. I don't know whether he goes so far as to say that the Mechayim of Kalayim is the Hana. But at least the definition of Levisha B'liyana is not the Levisha, which is also. Other Rishonim think that it's less than that. In any case, where it comes up is number one in the Meiri. Who saw the Meiri? I have it here somewhere. Anybody see the Meiri? Which Meiri? I gave it a look at the Meiri in Sanhedrin, right? Got it? You have a Pandya?
I don't know.
You have a language?
He says that it's it isn't Handal Alamic.
Yeah. In contrast to Kalayan, right? I have this on the page. From his... I think I have it here. What is it like? Come on, which minute? Yeah, it is. Just a little copy of it. Here. But they're assuming again, like the dov shenim miskaven and misasik are parallel. So what does the Meiri mean by this? Well, what do you think it meant, Yaakov?
That just if you assume that Hana is a Matare, so you need a real Hana to be Matare if you're Maisa with your Das.
So not what we're saying now. In other words, it's, I agree with you. It's basically he's talking about the quality or the intensity of the Hana in terms of, you know, Dar Madrega's Hana, Hareach. Or again, Hana Slavisha. Very different, like Alex said before, very different than Nachalas Asuros, Yisurei Via. The intensity, the quality of the Hana is different. He was saying there has to be a certain level of Hana in order to accomplish whatever Shekein Nene accomplishes. But in theory, one could suggest a different perspective. Namely, not the quantity or the quality of the Hana, but the role that the Hana plays in the Chiyuv. That's the key issue. I mentioned the Ramban, but what about other formulations and so on? And of course, this is important for Rabbi Kneger too. Rabbi Kneger assumes, not like the Meiri, obviously a possibility that Kilayim is Shekein Nene. How do I know that? Where does Rabbi Kneger say? No, Mizad? This is Tshuva from Kneger, it's in the Ches. Kila?
Yeah,
it talks about the Gemara in Brachos Apites, Lovish Kalayim Bishuk, Post Afilu Bishuk, right? The covenant of Brias Gemara. And then he says, so you see from there, what do you see from there? What does he want to prove from there? That Misasek is a Maisaveh, or it's just a Ptur Karban. Otherwise, why you chayiv lafrushe meisura? That's Rabbi Kneger's raya. Then he says, however, it's not such a good raya because maybe Kilayim Shiny, Shekein Nene. He's not sure about it. Actually, in the Judas, he'd prefer to say like the Meiri, but he's not sure about it. So that's, again, because the role of Shekein Nene, any Shekein Nene goes, or because he's not sure about whether or not Hana, the role that Hana plays in Kilayim. Not clear. At least it's an issue. But same token, what about Hana of Shabbos? Say of Hana on Shabbos. From one of the Malachos. So we had that already. Who talks about that? Chaim? Tosin Sanhedrin. 2 days in Tosin Sanhedrin. What about, yeah? Right. The chiddush is that v'lech machsheves, and therefore, even if it's Shekein Nene, you'd be. The implication is that number one, the second day I may argue with that, right? That's number one. And number two, certainly the implication is that if you're not talking v'lech machsheves, but something which is neither chalav nor arayos, normal ex machsheves, something neutral in between. But if it was shekei nene, what would be the halacha? Be chayev. In other words, Tosas and Sanhedrin seems to be considering that any time you're nene, you don't have to ask us, it's not unique to Chalav Marayos. Any hana, even if it's an artificial or an incidental hana, that accompanies the Maisa Avera, even if it isn't intrinsic to the nature or definition of the Maisa Avera in question, would be enough for Tumim Chayim and Chalav Marayos. That seems to be Tosas' assumption. Yeah.
That Tosfos is willing to apply Shekinah and Tumim Chayiv only for Asher Chatabat
Ha'am
Nisasit Ma'am Ha'am Nisasit Ma'am Ha'am Nisasit Ma'am Ha'am Nisasit Ma'am Ha'am Nisasit Ma'am Ha'am Nisasit Ma'am
Ha'am Nisasit Ma'am Although again, there could be two deus on that point.
Right.
In other words, so again, essentially Tosfos and Sanhedrin is important for two reasons. Number one, because it may reflect at least one day, if not two, that Shekinena, even outside of Chalav Marayos, is a factor. Number two, there might be two deos whether the shekeinena is a factor even in melach machsheves asher Torah. In a sense, that's what I was suggesting partially for the Rambam, that the Rambam rejects that. The Rambam in Shkogos and Beisayin and so on. That's why he mentions melach machsheves asher Torah in that context. But that itself would be a very interesting question. So if you say, as we just did, that the concept of misasik is different in Shabbos than in Kol HaTalakuna, that's very sensible. If it's one concept, the question is simply drawing the line, then maybe Shekinah should be effective in both cases. Yeah.
How would that
all I'm saying is that Tosfos thinks I'm saying the Shekinena, Tosfos is assuming that all things being equal, the halakha of Shekinena is not limited to Chalav Marayos. There's a concept that whatever misasik, whatever is misasik, but there's also hana.
How would that be?
How would it work in the other way? Yeah. So the answer is as follows. There are two other ways to explain Shekinena. Okay, so far we've had the extreme that says that it's really nothing at all, and it's just a misnomer, or that it's the mechayiv and everything is on the result, and therefore, of course. In between that, there are two other possibilities. One is that shekeinena somehow is the equivalent of kavana and machshava. Maybe they mean the same thing. It's hard to know, but we'll offer it with two formulations. Right? That's if you took that Rambam and Machalas Asuras, your Dalit base, without anything else, and just said, well, shekeinena. And that's what Rashi says in Sanhedrin. Right? Rashi in Sanhedrin says, that's what I said, Rashi in Shavuos does not work so well with the Rashi. My suggestion of Rashi in Shavuos does not work well with Rashi in Sanhedrin. That doesn't bother me so much. I don't think, every Rashi has to be, I'd like them to be. But if all the Rashi changes his mind here or there about a fact, that's fine. The more important issue is, there is a way to explain the first issue is to explain the local Rashi. Then you worry about the consistency of the local Rashi with the other Rashis. So, Baal Shem Tov is the Rashi in Sanhedrin and the Rambam in Machalas Asuros both have this formulation that Nene is Ki'ilu Miskashe. By the way, we find it in other places too. According to some Rishonim, that might be the Pshat in Sikresha Denicha Delo Nichalei. Right, which is one of our upcoming topics, right? That's a huge issue. What is the relationship between Darshan and Miskaven and Psikresha? Right? So generally, Bali Tosas probably are of the opinion that Darshan and Miskaven, the Psikresha becomes a Dabra Miskaven. And we'll elaborate much more when we get to it. Okay. Right, so what's the question of Psikresha and Nicha, the Lo Nicha? The answer is Lofshan and Tzvicha Legufa. So you have Dabra HaMiskaven. If it's Nicha, it's Dabra HaMiskaven Bad Tzricha Legufa. If it's Psikresha de Lo Nicha, it's Dabra HaMiskaven the Lo Nicha, meaning the Ein Tzorach Legufa. Oh, Patra HaVelosk. A little elaborate. The Aruch Kayadua says Psikresha de Lo Nicha is Mutter. So, again, the most attractive way to explain the Aruch is to say that the Aruch holds that the Psikresha, the Onichale, is still a Davar She'eino miskaven. Unlike Tosis. Tadam she'eino miskaven. Even though it's a psik reisha. So the question arises, good, but if it's tadam she'eino miskaven, so why is psik reisha the nichalei? Aser. That psik reisha the lo nichalei is mutter, because it's in a miskaven, we understand. But why is psik reisha the nichalei mutter? I'm sorry, why is psik reisha the nichalei aser? We said the psik reisha, the fact that it's inevitable, right, doesn't make it kavana. So that's a question. So you could say, well, we'll elaborate when we get to it, but just for 1 minute I did it. You could say, no, psik reisha, the nicha, is mechayiv in its own right. Some rishonim seem to say that. Or you could say, kiva?
That nicha or lo nicha is the operative factor, because whether it's miskaven or not.
Yeah. Who says that?
No idea.
No idea? Yana? No clue. Anybody? Ksuvas people? Depends on different yourselves in the Ramban and the Rajma. But in, you know, brackets, parentheses, anybody from Ksuvas days remember the brackets, the parentheses? No? Shittim Kobetzes, page 54, column 1 and 2, and 62, column 2, something like that. Nobody has any memories? It's just a nightmare? No good memories? Okay. So the Rajba, I think, has that. We'll get to it when we get to Psik Reisha, we'll see. Namely, the Gufa, what determines whether it's Kimiskavein or not, is the Nichalei. Now, Nichalei isn't knowledge. What is Nichalei? Nichalei is? What?
Desirability.
Now, it's not necessarily Hanasa Gov either. But Nichalei means he's nanabah. Not Hanasa Gov, but Hana. It's good for him. He benefits from it. So again, you have this idea that now and then benefit, Hana, can be the difference. I don't know whether it determines in its own right, but in a situation where having or not having kavanas on the borderline, it's possible that nichalei, that hana, is kila miskaven. We find that phenomenon. So that would be one explanation. Now, if that's true, then basically, do you need that the hana plays a role as the mechayev of that particular area of halakha? Absolutely not. Right? Now, you still might make the distinction of a niri. You might still say, well, you know, there are some hanas that are the equivalent of kavana, or that can turn something, do the difference whether it is or isn't kavana. And there are other hanas that are not hanas aguf, intensity of hana, reyach, right? We can still say that. But it's not going to be the role that it plays. That's one possibility. The other possibility is the tziruf possibility. In other words, let's say we say that whatever this hana, so that doesn't dictate kavana, but it dictates even more than kavana. It doesn't dictate maisa, but it does dictate the tziruf between the maisa and the gavra. As we point out, misase could be a kavana problem. Misase could be a hafkas, maisa vera problem. There is no maisa vera. Or it could be that the problem is to connect the dots. You have to connect the maisa vera to this gavra. So hana as a mitzarev has a long and rich and noble history. Even in Dini Maminus and Chol Shemishpa we find it. I mean, what are you going to say? Normally you'd say, you know, I didn't do it. It got done. You know, it took place in a vacuum. But when you're the one who's benefiting from it, it's hard to say that you're not linked to the action. You did it physically. Legally, you weren't aware what you were doing. Yeah, but you did it physically, and you also derived the benefit of the pleasure from it. That's a mitzvah. Yeah. Very possible. Well, it tells us that language could go either. Yeah, maybe. The Hanoah makes it into a mitzvah. But again, not as close this kemamo. Remember. Whatever you're going to say, you have to temper it by saying you know, that it's not an opposite zero. It's not an opposite state moment. It's only an opposite zero.
Here.
What? Yeah, I think so. I think so. But the point is that on a tziruf level, again, you don't need that this is part of the mechayev. You don't need to play a role in within its. Now, again, could you say, like the Meiri, there has to be a certain intensity of Hanar in order to be Mitzare? Just as you could say with regard to Kavana? Yes, absolutely. But to say that you need that it is the Mechayev of that area of Halacha, that you certainly don't need to say. That you don't need to say at all. Okay.
Let me say that in the second half, that it's that the Hanah, Sunnah's Kavanah, that wouldn't necessarily, wouldn't say that the centrality of the Hanah, the Ma'aseh HaDeh, would make a difference, right?
If it's like the formulation of Rashi and Sanhedrin, etc., then again, it shouldn't matter the role that it plays within its own area of Halacha. It may matter the intensity, but it shouldn't matter the role that it plays. The
Mechayev. Can we say that there are certain Ma'aseh that you really could, because there's certain Ma'aseh HaDeh where the Hanah is somewhat external to Ma'aseh HaVeira, so you're definitely not, even though there's Hanah makes Kavanah, you're not describing to that as a Ma'aseh HaVeira, and then we still be puzzled.
I think if Hanah creates Kavanah, then I don't really see why. I could see why the level of Hanah might make a difference, whether pushes you over the threshold to Kavanah or the equivalent of Kavanah. I don't really see why, whether it's extraneous or intrinsic. You did the Maisa, and you're Nena from this. Whether it's incidental or intrinsic, I don't really see why that should matter.
The type of Kavanah I'm getting is only from the Hanah, and maybe I require this type of Kavanah to be for the Esma Savira. Therefore,
if the Hanah
is external to that,
so that's a Maisa. Maybe. I don't really say. Maybe we'd have to do a more concrete case to illustrate it. I guess. Like, let's say, like a Shabbos. So, you know, you're not going to say that, like Zoraya, isn't it? The Hanah is not a component in Zoraya. But if you. If you get Hanah from the fact that your things are going to grow and so on. Assuming that, again, we're not making a distinction between Hanas Arvut and Hanas, then that's a separate point. So, I'll say that's equivalent of Kavanah. Why does it matter whether that's the nature of Zriya or not?
Because now, that's not the problem. Zriya is not getting the Hanah. So therefore, if this Kavanah is for the Hanah,
maybe. But you're saying it more in a quantitative way too, I guess. In a line drawing way. It's still not the same. I hear. Maybe you're right. Maybe. Ellie's saying that even. But again, it's different than the analysis of before. You're not saying because of the Chayim is Hanah, and if we don't care about the Maisa.
Yeah,
you're still saying it translates Chosa Kavanah into Kavanah, but maybe it only does that when it's intrinsic, not when it's incidental.
Yeah.
Maybe. You might be right. Here, maybe there would be a difference also between, for example, formulations I mentioned before, like with Ramban and Kalayim. Maybe Hanah is the definition of Avisha's Kalayim. That might be enough for you.
Yeah.
Whereas saying that the Mechayiv of Kalayim is the Hanah, Derech Levisha, as opposed to saying the Hanah is a definition of the Levisha's Hanah, you wouldn't have to go that far. Because
right.
You don't mind that it's the Maisa, as long as it's the Maisa and the Kavana, whereas in the other analysis we're saying, there is a Maisa, there is no Kavana, but that's only important, those are only prerequisites for regular Maisa-oriented Isurim, not for result-oriented Isurim, or Hanah. Okay, so maybe you're right about that. That should be... they can modify it a little bit. On the other side of things, is there anybody who will disagree about Chalav Varayos Shekeinen? We have a possibility that you don't need Shekeinen. We have a possibility that Shekeinen only works in Chalav Varayos, right, for various reasons. Will anybody deny that even in Chalom Varayos, Shekeinene, there's still Masasa. So here you have the discussion of the Achronim, the Lechem Mishnah has it a little bit, in Perek Aleph, Filchos Yisrael Biyah Halacha Yud Beis. If you look there at the, if you don't mind, Svi, I have it from before, a well-worn passage there. The Magen Mishnah gives two explanations of what Masasek is. Right? Go ahead. So basically, again, that itself is fascinating. That's almost again another, how far is a baya going to go? Or you can say in Rava too. Right. In other words, like the Rimigash, the Perush of Mishnayos, and the Tosus Rid, he's not miskaven to do anything. Right? Or he's miskaven to do A, he ends up doing B. And that stuff, so that belongs in that list. Again, how extreme is misasa? But here, we're not talking about a regular definition of misasa. We're talking about misasa, which is chayiv. So instead of the issue being, the more extreme the discrepancy, the easier it is to understand the misasa, here it ends up being the exact opposite. The more extreme you're going to define misasa, you can still say shekeinene chayiv. That's impressive for the shekeinene chayiv part, right? So that's why it's interesting. Now, in the Magen Mishnah itself, I mean, the Magen Mishnah may have been innocent in all this. He's just giving two explanations of what misasa. It's almost like the Rashi in Shavuos in a way, right? Defining what's, what is Masasek? Forget about the prat, the Masasek. Or no, like the accusation against Rashi, is Magen Mishnah saying that prat and Masasek has two consequences, in which case it isn't the more extreme view of Abaya isn't the limitation of Masasek, but rather it ends up being Judea's about expanding the Chiyuv and Chalam Arayas of Shekeinene. Will you even say Shekeinene in a case where the guy thinks he's doing nothing and he ends up stumbling across a Maisa Vera? Never mind when he tries to do A and he ends up doing B? So that's the... Go ahead, the Lechem Mishnah. Go ahead. Lechem Mishnah Alatar, Aleph Yud Beis. What? There's no Lechem Mishnah?
No.
I made it up?
No,
it's just Kesel Mishnah. Or maybe it's Kesel Mishnah, sorry.
About Erva Min Ha'arayis, besides the Kulim, Masha Kasa, Tachin, Dechai, Vilaven, Ulishnios, within...
No, I don't think so. Is no Lechem Mishnah?
I don't see it.
Sure, maybe it's Kesel Mishnah. Keep going. Does he quote the 2 days of the Magen Mishnah? Really? It's only the Franklin Rambam?
No, I think it's the Kesel Mishnah.
It is the Lechem Mishnah. Maybe the Frankel Rambam. Or you would have said, I also saw the Frankel Rambam. Anybody have Frankel Rambam? No? Okay. So, what is this? The Rambam? You look it up in the Frankel Rambam. You saw it there. Okay, good. So that's not an illusion. If you look up the Lechem Mishnah, Alatar, the Lechem Mishnah says, maybe the 2 days of Magen Mishnah test the chiyuv of Shekeinene. That's according to the first day of the Magen Mishnah. If it was a situation of lo yada lo niskaven lasas maisabia, it's hard to visualize all of this, but that's irrelevant for the moment. The principle is more important. Lo niskaven lasas maisa b'chlal, then he stumbled into a maisabia, or the way he puts it. Niskaven lasos, it's a little even more moderate. Niskaven lasos maisa hana. But he thought he was doing a maisa nashal heter, and he ended up doing a maisa nashal iser. That's a Masasakis which is Chayav Shekein Neder. But let's say he thought he was doing a Maisa B'li Hanah. And so you could even make it more extreme. He thought he was doing no Maisa. Or he thought he was doing a Maisa B'li Hanah. And end up that he did a Maisa B'Hanah. But he didn't even have Kavana for the Hanah. Never mind for the Maisa Veir. You still say Shekein Neder. Yeah.
Exactly.
So this would be another example. If the Ra'ah is saying that too, or even if you hold Shekein Neder, but there are limits to Shekein Neder. How can there be limits to Shekein Neder? So if, yeah, you want to answer the question? How there could be limits to Shekein Neder? Or you want to make a comment? What? I am. Go ahead. It's not a rhetorical question. It's a real question. I almost never ask rhetorical questions. Go ahead.
If you're going to say that, who says Shekinah has to do with the fact that, that Shekinah is, since you had Hanah, so therefore it's your Machabe, so if you didn't have any Kavanah for the Hanah, so that works, you say, if I had Kavanah for the Hanah, so it's Kila, I had Kavanah for the Maisa. So they keep a Sarah to my circuit itself. But if I didn't have any Kavanah for the Hanah itself, so maybe it wouldn't work.
Yeah, very good. Or even if you want to take the Mitzarei perspective, I think you could say, just like you could say that different qualities of Hana make a difference, I think you could say that the way that you relate to the Hana, or the way that you know, if the greater the Misasek, the more difficult the Mitzarei, the less likely that Hana is going to be a Mitzarei, or a Miskabe. Okay, although Dovi said it may be in a more rigorous way, just that his way might be more limited. He's saying he said a very nice thing. The kabana on the hana ends up being mitzaref, becomes kabana lemaisa. So you have to have kabana lahana. That would be if you formulate like the Lakha Mishnah. Right. I'm saying if you want to even go further in the diuk in the Magen Mishnah, that's not so much that you need kabana lahana, but at least you have to know you're doing a maisa. So either Dovi's way, which is very nice, nicely formulated. Or, let's say, if you just want to look at it structurally this way. In other words, pull back for a second. If the mechayiv of Chalav Barayos being Hana allows you to say, you know what, I don't care that there's no Kavana. I don't care that there's no technical Maisa Veira. The fact is that the result of Hana is there, and that's what we care about. Then there should be no distinction, not the Ra'ah's distinction, and not this distinction. It shouldn't matter. Because basically we're acknowledging anyway that there's no Maisa Veira, there's no backward Kabbalah. But if we're trying to bridge the gap by saying, you know what, in a real sense, this isn't really Misasek. Or the Chisronos of Ma'at Misasek could apply here. What are the Chisronos of Ma'at Misasek? Kavana. The Hana is B'makom Kavana. Or, as Dovi was saying, the Kavana Lahana becomes the Kavana Lamaisa. Or, what's the problem? Tziruf between the Gavra and the Maisa Aveira. Oh, this Hana, there is Tziruf. Okay, so if the Tziruf problem is of a certain magnitude, so then the Hana will compensate. But if, you know, if it's, he doesn't know he's doing anything, right? That's a different kind, that's a Masasik where there's no Maisa. There's not two ways to explain this now. If the problem in Misasek only is the Kavana or the Tziruv, and therefore Hana helps, what about Misaseks where you might agree that the problem is even greater than that? Right? But there's no Maisa there at all. Is there such a Birya? Maybe. The Abaya types? The beyond Abaya types? Or from Rabba's point of view, the Abaya types? That kind of Misasek. That's not a Tziruv Kavana problem. Tziruv or Kavana problem. My Savera problem. Oh, Shkenen is not going to help you with that. Or, as I say, even that is a problem of Tziruf. Because there's only one kind of Misasek. But still, quantitatively, the greater the discrepancy and the Tziruf or Kavana problem, the more difficult it is to bridge. So here, it's not going to work. Now, the way the Lecha Mishnah puts it, as I recall, Yehuda will tell me since he also saw this, he focuses a little on Rava, right? He says he wonders, and Akronim, other Akronim apparently say this as well, that Let's say Paschal Rava against the Bayis. So normally that means that we're expanding. It sounds like we're expanding the concept of Masase. Does that have any impact on Abaya? Does that have any impact on Shekinana? Is it only Abaya who's motive with Shekinana? Or put it differently, in general, if in Abaya's case, will Rava say that Shekinana doesn't work? That's in the Magad Mishnah, it's not formulated that way. The question is, even Abaya's case might be a more limited misasik. So if you have more expansion, expand in one, then maybe Abaya wouldn't say Shekinah. But it's structurally the same thing, the same analysis. Just a question of what is Rava like. Rava says about Abaya, his misasik is more than my misasik. Greater discrepancy. So even if I believe Shekinah in my case, would I believe in Shekinah in his case? But either way, this would be the explanation. And as you say, if the Ra'ah indeed is applying not only to Masasek, but to Shekinah, then it would be a similar analysis. Okay. Okay, there's more I want to speak about, but time is running out. Let me just say one thing. I was going to speak about Shechita. Okay. I was going to speak about Shechita. Shechita is another good example because I'm not going to speak about that. I'll just tell you what I had in mind. Why is it a good example? You know?
Because it's not.
Shechita's ruin doesn't require Kabbalah. But what does it require?
It needs to be Lamaisa.
Is better halachic terminology. Better terminology. What does it require? What does Shechita require? Yaakov. Okay, but in more general terms. Koach Gavra. And the Maisa level. And that Koach Gavra means that you need some sort of a Maisa. It's kind of a Maisa Koach. Right? We need Koach Gavra. So, of course, the question of what exactly Koach Gavra is. For example, the famous debate between, you know, who are the Shechita people here? Yaakov. No? You don't want Shechita yet?
Next semester.
That's next semester. Who's on the Shechita already? Yona?
Lots of Shabbos.
Lots of Shabbos. Okay, I mean, is the Shabbos issue too? I mean, that's a question. Is it like Shabbos? Famous. We'll learn about the What am I talking about here? What? In the Isham Shemchit's connected way, in a way, right? I mean, the machlokes between the Ra'ah and the Rajba. Tarz Abayis? No? This doesn't ring a bell in anybody's Aliyah? Brian? No one? Nobody heard about the Rabba, the Rajba, the gravity issues, the... There are indeed grave, grave issues of gravity, but also the gravity issue. Nobody knows about this? Wow. So it's a very well-known... the debate between the Ra'ah and the Rajba about Koach Gavra and Shechita, you know, compared to, let's say, Mazik, Garni, on one side, and Hilchos Shabbos, Melachos Machshavas, what constitutes a Maisa? You said you learned a lot of Shabbos. On the other side. So hopefully we'll get to it at some point this year. Right. What is the Koach Gavra that you require? Right. Is a Shechita al Yidei Grama as opposed to a direct Maisa, is that a proper Shechita or not? There's a famous exchange between the Rajba and the Ra'ah in Torah Sabayis on this topic. Okay. So that's why the question of Misasek, which is a great, great, great topic. Because you don't need Kabbana, but you do need Koach Gavra. There's some debate about what Koach Gavra, how much Koach Gavra means being in a causal chain, in a causal manner, as opposed to being a hazard. Right? Or it really means the Maisa Gavra. Maisa Shechita. And therefore the whole discussion about Misaseik is a lightning. Which is whether it is a Maisa, or then the issue isn't Maisa Beira or Maisa Mitzvah. So you can eliminate that aspect of it, even though Shechita might be a Mitzvah, but in a different sense. So you understand that the Sefer Mitzvah is counted, but in a different sense. So you can eliminate some of the charge of, you know, Aveira or potential kiyum of mitzvah, and the question of whether it is or isn't misasik b'shechita kulam is an important question. I'm not going to go into it since we've run out of time. But I do want to say something, just a final point about our next topic, or where we continue after the break, and that is the relationship between Rav Shein and Miskavein and misasik. And here you have a whole discussion in the Kavod Shiurim of Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, which I think you came to look at. I didn't. Okay, I should have. Okay, in the Chelik Beis and in Kav Gimel. He has a whole simon. Is it on my table here? Yeah. Here we go. So there's a whole discussion about the relationship between the Ran in Chulin, the Sugar Brecha Milsa. So the Ran discusses the fact that, you know, there should be a relationship between Misasek and Rav Shein and Miskavein. Rav Chanan Wasserman is very upset. What does one thing have to do with the other? They seem to be two completely different issues. For some reason, he doesn't quote the Gemara on Ayin Hamad Aleph, which says Misasek who waits until the Shabbat. And both Rashi and Tosas understand that Misasek who waits until the Shabbat is not Misasek, but Rav Shein and Miskavein. And there are other makoros, as we've noted as well, where this comes up. So he has a discussion in that context. He discusses Chalam Arayah Shekeinena, much in the similar to the way that we did. He doesn't have all the possibilities, but he discusses some of them. But he points out that if you look at it on the surface, it looks like Rav Shein Miskavein and Misasek are two completely different concepts. He says, first of all, look who's involved in each case. Right, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yeshua, they're the ones who are fighting about the Misasek. And Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda arguing about Rav Shein and Miskavein. Right, that doesn't really prove that they have nothing to do with each other. It can just prove that, you know, there is a debate about where to draw the line. Right, number one, what Rabbi Yeshua's view of Misasek is clearly debated in the Rishonim. And you can argue that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are arguing whether or not Rav Shein Miskavein is or isn't Misasek. Okay, but it's an interesting horror. Then he also points out, he says, you know, Misasek is derived from a limud. Bo, Pratel Misasek. Rav Shein Miskavein is a svara. Don't ever argue about Pesukim when it came to Rav Shein Miskavein. Again, it doesn't prove anything, especially if you say that the template is Misasek. And the question is whether the Miskavein is Misasek or not. Okay, but it's an interesting horror. It's just an interesting approach. Even methodologically, it's interesting. Then he says, and probably isn't Misasek limited to Chatas? Bob Prata Misasek. But Rav Shein Miskavein certainly relates to the lot. So again, that's clearly not a Davar Pasha. As he himself then notes, he makes reference, well, not in that line, but later on, he makes reference to Rabbi Kinager in Sinuches. So again, that depends on that issue. It's true, the Pasuk is about Chatas, but we don't know whether or not the scope of Misasek is limited to Chatas, through Chatas, or it really does extend to not being a Maisa Aveira. Obviously, the more you limit it to Chatas, he's right. But it could definitely go beyond that. As for Dov Shein and Miskavein, true, it does affect other things, but there is some discussion whether or not there's a particular effect, or you might be mechalik with regard to Chatas too. That's in that those pages of Shittim Kubetzos that I made the numerical reference to before in Ksubas. There's some very fascinating Shittas that don't appear, as far as I know, anywhere else. About Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, and the possibility of Petur Karban, but Chiyuvim, at least in Shabbos, and all sorts of very interesting things. Okay. Either way, part of the discussion is in the Ran, which bothers him. Is that what will Rav Shimon say about Rav Shein and Miskavein? Kishanene. or Bechalav Marayas. And the assumption of the Ran that there's an equation between the two. So again, that very much depends on what we just discussed, which he himself discusses, I might add, in the continuation. That is, if the point of Shekeinah is that it establishes that we focus on the consequence and not on the action, in Hanami from an action point of view, so then it could be the Dovashin and Miskaven and Misasek are even different, maybe different Kisranas. But the factor of Shekeinah may be a common denominator which applies to both. Because the idea of Shekeinah simply is that we're not evaluating these Yisurim in the same way that we evaluate other Yisurim, but it could affect many, many institutions in Halacha. Or, even if we were to say some of the other Perushim of Shekeinah, but if you were to conclude that, you know, Misasek or Shekeinah, they're different. Maybe one is related to the carbon, while the other is a Ptur Lagamri. Maybe there are many other differences. But the fact is that notwithstanding the differences and notwithstanding the difference in scope, they still affect the Misa in a similar way, either on the level of Kavana or on the level of Misa, for different reasons, maybe. So even then, I might say that the Shekeinah is a kind of a universal issue. As I said, I mean, Tziruf Legavra we find in Dini Maminus too. At the end of the Gemara in Avot Basra, the Gemara Orev, the Gemara in Rav Levi spoke last year a little bit about Sanhedrin, spoke a little bit about Kinan Suda, right? Rav Levi, Rav Levi, the question of Kenesh Shalkona, Kenesh Shalmakna. So, by he Anav, that the fellow listens to him, you know, that according to some Rishonim, that if it's not Midin Adam Chashiv, it's a Mitzarev. You find it many times. So this idea that it could be Darshan Miskaven, Sasa, they're really two different concepts. But nonetheless, they both are things that affect either the Maisa or the Kavana. And the question whether or not Hana Kim Miskaven or Hana is Mitzarif Lamaisa, those are questions that are universal and that connect them. In any case, he's assuming that according to the Ran, they're literally same or similar, and he finds it problematic. In his own formulation, he says that they're different for the following reason. Misasek relates to... Misasek is always a psik ratio, and it always relates to the past, something that is done. Whereas Darshan Miskaven always relates to the future, and it's always a suffix. He quotes the famous discussion of Rabbi Kivager, the Taz, really. Kivager in Yerodea, and the Taz in Aruch Chaim. What about a Safek Psik Resha? Is a Safek Psik Resha a Psik Resha? What's a Safek Psik Resha? You're not sure, there's a 50% chance that there's an animal in your house, and but you don't know for sure that it is. But if he's there, when you close the door, you're going to trap him. So we call that a Safek Psik Resha. You know, it seems like a part of the disaster. Secretion can't be solved. But here it is. If the circumstances are such that what you're about to do is a secretion malacha, but you don't know that the circumstances are in place. So is that really a secretion? Is that in the miskaven? Miskaven, what exactly is that? See, quotes that. Basically, his argument is anything that is already determined is not a double shade of miskaven. Anything that is, you know, that is safek, that will only be established in the future, that's Eidim Eskav. That's his argument. But I think, like what we said the other day, that one could suggest a different distinction that overlaps with his, but maybe the point isn't the past, the future, the safek, the vadai. The real point is, as I think I mentioned the other day, that this asek is where you have no kavana, no anticipation, no interest in what you end up with. But what you end up with is a substitute for what you were trying to do. You didn't accomplish what you were interested in, and in substitute, you got something else. Okay, partially depends on Abaye and Rava and different interpretations of Abaye and Rava, but at least by and large, Misasek is Niskave Le'e V'nasabi. Or not V'nimtsabi necessarily, but V'nasabi. Whereas Dov Shein Miskaven is Miskave Le'e and this Nasa A and byproduct B. And basically, from that point of view, Dov Shein Miskaven is a little different than Misasek, but I think one could argue that it's different, but it's both better and worse in a balanced way. In other words, from the perspective of the discrepancy, there's less discrepancy in Dov Shein Miskaven than there is in Misasek, in terms of disappointment. On the other hand, there's also less direct involvement with B that emerges. If I'm trying for A and I end up with B, I ended up doing B directly and only B. So the disappointment of not having A is greater, and the involvement and the direct performance of B is also more direct. Whereas in Dov Shein Miskaven, there's always the possibility that this byproduct will take place. That's known in A. I'm not interested in B. I'm not doing B ever directly. It always even ended up being a act byproduct. But at the same time, there's no disappointment, and there is a measure of anticipation. I just think it's very interesting. So in theory, again, the Kovet Shurim seems to be taking the view, initially at least, that they have nothing to do with each other at all because of their differences, and their differences in the way that he explained. And one could be a chisaron in the Maisa, and the other could be a chisaron in the Kavana, and never the Twain shall meet one. That's totally different. Whereas what I'm suggesting is that basically these are balanced flaws, different but balanced, and therefore it's likely that whatever the chisaron of one is the chisaron of the other as well. Not necessarily, but likely. And therefore, even if you didn't take some of the more universal or radical views of Shekein Nenah, or otherwise, or just forget about Shekein Nenah, let's say the Ran speaks about Shekein Nenah in Dov Shein Miskaven. That's simply the Gemara itself, but Ayin Heyman Aleph, that seems to treat Dov Shein Miskaven as Misasek. There are discrepancies, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yeshua. Yeah, that's because they're different. And then the argument is whether they're balanced or not. You can make an argument for Rabbi Yeshua, and you can make an argument for Rabbi Shimon. Say that they're totally different from each other. And if we paskin in certain ways, then it ends up being that we're, I'm sorry, an argument for Rabbi Yehuda and an argument for Rabbi Yeshua, that they're chayiv, that each one can be chayiv for different reasons. But in the end, they end up being, I think, balanced in the flaws as well as in the advantages, and therefore it should be surprising to us that they are put together. Okay, so this is something to consider as we move from the Misasek into the next topic, the topic of Dov Shein Miskaven. So, wish you all well in the Bechina. Everybody should take it unless they really, you know, speak to me or Yaakov or Akiva, who should then speak to me. And, you know, you should really see it as an opportunity to pull together the topics.
I think it's always true. I say to you,